We present Clement Freud, Derek Nimmo, André Melle, and Charmian Innes in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is the man of the minute, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much, and once again, hello and welcome to this particular game. May I remind you of the rules? Each person must speak for just a minute without hesitation, without deviation, and without repetition. I almost forgot them myself, you see. Anyway, on some unlikely subject, which I will suddenly give to them, and the other three can try and gain points themselves by challenging. If I uphold their challenge, they will gain a point and the subject, and if I don't, the person who is speaking will gain the point. Let us start with Derek Nimmo, and here's a subject for you, Derek. When I wear a top hat, talk if you can for 60 seconds, starting now.
I wear a top hat infrequently and would like to wear it perhaps more frequently. It seems to be limited, really, to weddings, perhaps, and memorial services. But one can also wear it at the Eton and Harrow cricket match and rather spend on this case. I remember one wearing one once. I was on the Dole at the time and going to the Labour Exchange on my way to the Eton and Harrow cricket match with my top hat on. And I went up to the counter to collect my Dole, and the gentleman behind the counter, who had always been terribly nice to me before, said, "Where are you going today, Miss Neville?" And I said, he said, "Are you going to a wedding?" And I said, no, I'm going to a cricket match. And I wandered out. And after that, it was almost horrible to me after that.
André Melle, you challenge.
A hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. 20 seconds left and you begin now.
When I wear a top hat, I also wear tails and pinstripe trousers and a waistcoat. I have done this to go to.
Derek Nimmo. Why do you challenge?
Are you going to ask the colour of her top hat? No, it doesn't matter.
It has absolutely nothing to do with the game. All that happens is that André Melle gains a point, and she carries on for 15 seconds with "When I Wear a Top Hat," starting now.
I go to fancy dress balls like the Chelsea Art Ball on New Year's Eve.
Derek Nimmo, you challenged again.
Deviations, that's most devious to me, really. Striding out to a fancy dress ball.
At fancy dress balls, you can be as devious as you wish. Therefore, this is not a valid challenge. André Melle has another point, 10 seconds, for "When I Wear a Top Hat," and you begin now.
And I put on shiny black shoes and black socks, a bow tie, and a white...
Clement Freud, may you...
Deviation. She's got away from the top hat.
Yes, I think she's getting a little bit devious now. All right. Clement Freud has a point, and he begins now.
When I wear such a garment, it is always to go to Royal Ascot, to which I've never yet been invited. I go through the test...
So Clement Freud got a point as he was speaking when the hooter went. André Melle, shall we begin with you this time? And the subject is introducing people, and you begin now.
I'm very bad at this. I can never remember people's names. And being an actress, sometimes when I'm in my dressing room, people come round to see me and I don't know who they are. I have a special technique, which is to say to the first person, "Oh, I believe you two know each other, don't you?" Then I get very busy picking up some false eyelashes and I hear them say, "No, I don't think we've ever met. My name's Joe Bloggs. What's yours?" And they say Fanny Adams, and then I know who they both are. There is another technique.
Charmian Innes, you have challenged... what is your challenge?
I would say she's hesitating.
It was very debatable that she was. I will give it to you with a point. So will you take up the subject of introducing people with 32 seconds left, starting now?
The best people to introduce people are professional compères. I can't do this myself because they call me a compère, which is a foul word to be introduced by to anybody. My mother has a system when she can't remember people's names on introductions. She turns to the one she doesn't know and says, "Oh, let me see, how is it you spell your surname?" And they always say, "Well, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. It doesn't work with Jones terribly well, but it's frightfully good with things like Nimmo, which could be N-Y-M-O, and Finnish. The first time I was introduced...
Derek Nimmo.
It's not Finnish, it's Scottish.
But it sounds Finnish.
All right, then I will give you a point, because there's a rather subtle type of deviation, and you have 1 second left for the subject of introducing people. Derek Nimmo, starting now.
Clement Frost.
No. In actual Actual fact, by my ears, Charmian Innes' challenge came before the Hooter. So what is it, Charmian? What did you challenge for?
Nothing, really. I just thought somebody ought to.
Well, that was a very good try, but all it does is to give Derek Nimmo another point, I'm afraid.
Oh, I don't mind. He's lovely, really, and he's Scottish, and so am I, you see.
Well, there we are. Derek Nimmo now has 2 points. Andre Milley has 3. Clement Freud.
That's repetition. They're both Scottish.
But we're not playing the game. Well tried. Clement, it is your turn to begin. How would you like to interpret this subject? Can you talk, please, for 60 seconds on drunkenness, starting now?
Drunkenness is euphoria. It is a lovely state to be in, and you generally get into it by drinking alcoholic beverages such as methylated Mac, which is a mixture of methylated spirits and ginger wine, or perhaps more traditional drinks like whisky, which comes from where Derek Nimmo and Charmian Innes come from, which is sort of west of Ireland.
Charmian Innes.
Rather a long breath before he started again. Wouldn't that be hesitation?
It might have been. I would have had him for deviation, because I would have thought that Scotland was not really... Oh, some of it's west of Ireland, a little bit. I will give you hesitation, though. Drunkenness, Charmian Innes, and...
All east of Ireland, remember.
It was deviation, all right. I knew I was right. It's just that I don't have a left from my right or my east from my west. So, anyway, drunkenness for you, Charmian Innes. So it's 32 seconds left, and you begin now.
Drunkenness can also be of the spirit, not merely from alcohol. One can be drunk with power. If one manages to talk for a minute on this program and make sense without anybody doing anything with...
Yes, I'm glad you tried to lift the tone from that methylated spirit. I'm sure if you drank what Clement Freud said, you would not be feeling a state of euphoria, as he said. Clement, can you raise the tone a little with 20 seconds left on the subject of drunkenness starting now?
Perhaps the nicest way to attain this state is to take equal measures of champagne and fresh orange juice. Have both at a good cold temperature, put them into a frosted glass, and drink the mixture, which is called Buck's Fizz, and makes you feel absolutely terrible the next day. When you take a small white tablet, put it into a glass of water.
Derek Nimmo, you have challenged.
He's talking about hangovers now, not drunkenness. Small white tablets getting in water.
Oh, no.
Deviation.
Well, yes, but it was still to do with drunkenness. Now, I think it was very clever try, but I think I'm still with Clement Freud. He still has 1 second left and an extra point. Drunkenness, and you begin now. I'm sorry, Derek. It was a very good try. Charmian Innes, holiday brochures, starting now.
Holiday brochures are most people's winter reading, along with the seed catalogues. As soon as you've finished your holiday in July or August, or even May for that matter, the brochures arrive 2 weeks later, and you spend the rest of the time wishing your life away until you can take the next package job aeroplane to Palma, Mallorca, or to Italy, or to France, or to Cricklewood, if you so prefer. Holiday brochures have always got girls in beautiful bikinis on the front with lovely tans and make your husbands drool. They always hope when you get there you'll look like it.
TV, and I have a holiday brochure with an old horse on the cover. The categorical holiday brochures always have.
Yes, well, all right. I think that's clever, because it is true. They don't always have, so therefore it is justified. You have an extra point. You have 27 seconds left for holiday brochures, Clement Freud, and you begin now.
Holiday brochures continually advertise tours called all-in tours, which reflect the state in which you find yourself when you get there. They are absolutely rich in things, because it keeps saying, this is not inclusive, meaning that for 8 days you have to go without food and water if you want to take part in this inclusive tour, which I think one ought not to buy this sort of brochure for, as it costs no money in any case. It must be time for someone to go.
There was borderline cases of deviation, as well as all kinds of things there. I mean, first of all, they don't sell the brochures. They're all given away for free.
And I swallowed a peppermint in the middle of it.
And that was one of the most devious ways I can think of playing this game. Andre Melly, it is your turn to begin. An exotic dish beginning now.
The most exotic dish I know is something called Ye Oldie Drunky Chicken, which I found in a recipe book called Ye Ancient Chinese Recipe Book. You take a perfectly sober chicken and you put it in a saucepan with cold water. You bring it to the boil. Then you remove it from the heat and let it cool in the water. You then remove it and put it in a casserole and pour a whole bottle of sherry over it, which is the exotic and extremely expensive bit, and then put it in the fridge for a whole week.
Clement Freud.
Invitation.
Yes, definitely. An exotic dish from you, Clement Freud, with 25 seconds left starting now.
The most exotic dish I know is a quenelle de sole nantois. And the way you make...
André Merry, where are you trying?
He's just showing off, because he's an expert.
Yes, but it's still not an exotic dish. So we're still with you, Clement Freud, and you begin now.
Take me...
Derek Nimmer, why do you try?
Hesitation.
An exotic dish from you, Derek, beginning now.
Most exotic dish I know was made in Staffordshire in the 18th century by Mr. Ralph Wood.
André Melly, you try.
Hesitation.
There's 7 seconds left. André, starting now.
After a week, you remove this chicken, which is now paralytic, from the fridge. Take it...
Charming, why do you try?
Awful long breath beforehand, I thought. Hesitation.
No, you could have had a repetition of this chicken, but rather, it is too late now. I'm afraid. We are still with you, André. 2 seconds left. Your exotic dish, your horrible chicken, and you start now.
Carve it.
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. 2 seconds left, Clement, starting now. Derek Nimmer.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. 1 second left, starting now.
Hold me improved now, Clement Freud.
I award a point to Ian Messiter for his exhibition of I can't think of the word. I don't know, forget about it. Clement Freud, we sort out the score, and I think I'm right in saying you now have 13. Derek Nimmo now has 8. André Melly has 7. And Charminis, who didn't challenge in that last melee, still has 2. But we'll no doubt put that right before long. Uniform. There's an all-embracive and severe subject, or maybe not. For Clement Freud to begin for 60 seconds, starting now.
When I joined the army, I was issued with a uniform.
Derek Nimmo. Why do you challenge?
Repetition.
Why?
Well, uniform means the same, and by definition, they must be repetitious.
Oh, very clever, very clever. Think of another clever one, and you might get it next time, but not this time, I'm sorry. Uniform, Clement Freud, starting now.
The garment I was issued did not fit, and it was explained to me that this was the king's uniform. And
André Melly.
Snobbery.
I won't give you a point for snobbery. I might for repetition. We're still with Clement Freud, an extra point, and you begin now.
And as His Majesty was taller than I at the time, it was obviously bound not to fit. As a result of this, I was also given a rifle and a fringe cap and sent out onto the square, where a number of other young men, similarly attired, also given rifles and fringe caps, flung these weapons about onto their shoulders, off the ground, onto their hips, and marched off into the middle distance, while a man who also wore the same sort of khaki trousers, shirt, tie, and cap shouted orders like goodbye, which was the only thing that he could think of at the time.
André Melly.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, I think anybody who's been in the army has got a very clear picture of it, and we're absolutely with you, Clement Freud, on this one. And he actually got a round of applause for it. You have... Yes, you can clap if you like. It doesn't make any difference to Clement's time. He still has 14 seconds left for the subject of uniform, beginning now.
On the great day when I got my officer's uniform, everybody around clapped all the time because they said, what a splendid uniform you're wearing and how attractive and handsome you are.
He said uniform.
I really
don't
want to hear anything again. It is desperate. We've heard it all before for weeks and weeks and weeks.
You don't get any extra points for going on. I'm really sorry, Clement Freud. Derek Nimmo now has a sub because we did have too many uniforms. There's 7 seconds left. 4 uniforms starting now.
If all the people on this earth had balding heads and little beards.
André Melly.
Deviation.
I think you're right. I don't quite justify.
What boring
no, you
head.
Didn't. You didn't justify yes. yourself
let
quick
me finish
enough.
My sentence. I
you finish it, but you'll have to have a very clever finish to justify it.
No, well, I was going to say, if all people on this earth had balding heads and little beards, they would be curiously uniform.
All right. All right, I will grant you an extra point. You have 2 seconds left for uniform, Derek Nimmo, and you begin now.
A black top hat and striped trousers.
Come in, it is your turn to begin. A really feminine subject, I'm sure. Going to the hairdresser, starting now.
Going to the hairdresser, the first thing that you need is hair. The second thing you need is a complete inability to do your own. The first thing that you do in a hairdresser is remove your coat and hand it to a lady you will have to tip a shilling to. You are then shampooed by a lady you will have to tip 1 and 6 pence to, and styled, not coiffured, by a stylist to whom you will hand anything between 5 and 10 shillings to. If you can negotiate...
Derek Nimmer.
Hesitation.
Hesitation it was, and will you take over the subject of going to the hairdresser, Derek, starting now?
I walk out of my flat and along the pavement very slowly when I get to the hairdresser. Then I board a number 74 bus. I get off at Gloucester Road, walk along Gloucester Road, and down into the underground station. I then go up to a little window and say to the gentleman there, can I
have
a...
Charming, it's why I do challenge.
Well, I think it's deviation because he might be going anywhere, not just the hairdresser. And anyway, it ought to be a barber.
Well, I'm going to the hairdresser. Billy
He's
Snow,
going to the hairdresser. No, it's a good try, Charmian. It is still with Derek. Going to the hairdresser starting now.
Then I buy my ticket and go down into the underground. I then wait for a train to arrive, get onto the train, and sit next to whoever happens to be sitting next to me. I travel through to Piccadilly Circus. Out I come, up the escalator. I
Clement
Brook.
Think.
You can't travel through from Gloucester Road to Piccadilly Circus.
You can.
Yes, you can.
The audience tells us we can.
Not on the inner circle, you can't.
No, you can't. I'm on the Piccadilly.
Everybody's having a lovely little discussion amongst themselves. I had to make the final decision, and the audience obviously have travelled this way, and Derek Nimmer seems to travel this way, so we're still travelling with you, Derek, with 5 seconds left, starting
into
now.
Into Piccadilly Circus I come.
Clement Freud.
Repetition.
Yes, you had a lot of Piccadilly Circus. Yes, going to the hairdresser, Clement Freud, starting now.
This is an entirely pleasurable operation.
André Mellet actually buzzed just perfection before the hooter, so what was your challenge, André?
Mine is hesitation. He said it was a pleasurable occupation.
I will not grant it. I'm very sorry.
No,
I will
try.
Now, Derek Nimmo, it is your turn to begin, and I think it's about time we had a penalty because you're all playing the game so well. So I'll mention the subject first to give you a moment's thought about it. Writing thank you letters. We want you to talk about it for just a minute and never mention the word and, if you can, starting now.
Writing thank you letters is a curiously English invention. It causes great torture to small children just before Christmas because they know that immediately after they've received those lovely inviting presents underneath the tree.
We were talking about slips last week. Well, all right, writing thank you letters. I won't penalize anybody at this point with a lot of time left. No ands, Derek Nimmo, starting now.
And
Clement Freud did
pay. No, may I just justify that?
All right, you'll have to be clever again, though.
Andrew is a friend staying with me.
Now, Derek, we only have your word.
Well, I deliberately named it a frail void.
As I get brickbacks from the other three, if I give a point to somebody else, I'm not going to be the final judge of this. I'm going to let our delightful audience sitting here decide whether you think he was going to say Andrew or not. If you agree, you think he was going to say Andrew, will you cheer? And if you don't think he was, boo, and do it now. The cheers had it. So you were going to say Andrew, and you have a point, and you have the subject of writing thank you letters with no ands, and no more Andrews either. Starting now.
And the trees and the lion.
What did you say?
And the trees and the lion.
Right, nobody challenged, nobody challenged.
You didn't ask me to clarify.
Charmin, you've challenged.
Because of Androcles and. I didn't think it was Androcles Andrew.
Very clever. Androcles and the lion. You're quite right. There is an and.
Oh.
Charmin Innes, there are 40 seconds left for writing thank you letters. No and, no Andrew, no and Androcles. Starting now.
The trouble with writing these letters is that when you do, you've usually forgotten what present people gave you. Andrew.
Writing thank you letters, no and, starting now.
The best way to do it is to get a piece of paper, then reach for a pencil or a pen. Using all the paraphernalia gathered together, you proceed to press down upon the paper with whatever you've chosen to write with. Then say, dear Mrs.
Derek Nimmer.
Several hesitations.
Yes, I think so, yes. It's very difficult. Writing thank you letters, no and, starting now. The best way is to write them before Christmas.
One hesitation.
One hesitation. Write and thank you letters. No hands. Clement Freud, 10 seconds left, by the way, starting now.
Dear Mrs. Jones.
Daring Nimmo.
Two hesitations.
No hesitation. Clement Freud is still with you, and 9 seconds starting now.
My beloved Mrs. Brown, it is with tremendous pleasure that I have received your beautiful present, which my family, my sister, my mother...
No, Derek Nemo was in first.
Hesitation.
Yes.
I was waiting for the screen.
I know you were. And we were waiting for an Anne, but it almost came to... Derek Nemo, there are 2 seconds left, writing thank you letters, no Annes, and you begin... Now.
Yarn came as right to lots of people, and therefore they always thank them for their friends.
Come inside, very much. Derek Nemo is catching up Clement Freud. André Melle, a subject for you. Yes, pantomimes. And we don't mention the word A, and you begin now.
Nursery rhymes. Nursery stories,
Come in, Innes.
Oh, poor girl, such hesitation.
Such hesitation. Pantomimes with no A's and no A's with you, Charmin Innes, beginning now.
Seasonal entertainment.
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
As she is behind, it's debatable. I'm going to give Charmin Innes a point and say she didn't hesitate. Pantomimes, no A's, no A's, beginning now.
Pantomime principal boys are no longer played by girls with lovely legs, but by young men with lovely voices these days, looking very like Derek Nimmo and sounding very like Clement Freud, which is much nicer for the women in the audience, because at least we have something to look at that isn't our own sex, making it bread plus bread. The one thing about pantomimes that I like particularly is the fairy, who is always very beautiful and sings rather flat. Nevertheless, she is a magical creature. Did it.
Clement Freud.
A.
Pantomimes, no A's, no A's, starting now, Clement Freud.
The lights go up in the theatres all over the world. And small children.
Derek Nimmo.
Deviation, because pantomimes don't take place in this country.
I know it's traditionally British, but I do think there are pantomimes in other countries, so I don't think so. No. Clement Freud, you have 7, 8 seconds left for pantomimes, no A's, no A's, and starting now.
And audiences all over the world wish that they would see pantomimes rather than the awful things they see in the country.
Derek Nimmo.
Pantomimes, he has said pantomimes.
Yes, he has said quite a lot of pantomimes. You have 3 seconds left for pantomimes, no A's, no A's. Derek Nimmo, beginning now.
Cinderella, Jack
Clement
and Beanstalk.
Hesitation. Pantomimes, starting now. Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Derek Nimmo, start now.
Cinderella, Jack and the Beanstalk.
Hesitation.
2 seconds left, starting now.
Opening choruses are what I like.
They've got so good at the game, you can see I'm even devising ways of trying to trip them up. Anyway, Clement Freud is still in the lead with 25 points. Derek Nimmo has 20, and the two girls are exactly equal, André Melle and Charmin Innes. But, Clement Freud, it is your turn to begin. And this will be the last round, I'm afraid. Fingernails. No penalties this time. Nice and bright and quick, I think. Starting now.
I have 10 nice, bright, quick fingernails. Many of them find themselves at the ends of my fingers, and in the early days, I'm told that I used to bite them, which I gave up when I was actually 8 months old. I now polish them, varnish them, file them, occasionally cut them, store them in a matchbox.
Feminine.
So, what's your challenge?
Deviation.
Don't think it was justified. Clement Freud, you were still with fingernails, and you have 45 seconds, and you start now.
Many nutritional experts feel that fingernails don't provide a complete diet. And therefore, if you bite your fingernails and put them into a matchbox, it's a very good idea to put some yeast extract or other nourishing food onto it so that you have something that will really give you stamina and energy loss.
André Melle.
It
might be disgusting, but it is not deviation within the terms of the game. So fingernails with you, and how many seconds in, Messiter? 25, starting now.
It was 22 last time.
No, it wasn't. It was 43 last
longer.
Time. Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Well, deviation. You said starting now. He says only 22 last time.
I know. It's quite, I definitely said...
22 fingernails.
I said 42. Derek Nimmo, you have the subject of fingernails with 24 seconds left, starting now.
I don't like my fingernails very much. I noticed them when I was quite young, really. I suppose about 2 or 3 months. And I looked at them with puzzlement, because I do find them almost curious thing. If you've ever looked at your fingernails, you'll realize it's the most ridiculous thing that you've ever seen in your life. Now, that little bit of white stuff at the end, very odd, isn't it, really? And it goes sticking up, all that little bit of decayed cartilage or whatever it is. They're very unattractive things. That's
Andre
where Miller.
Even
now.
More disgusting.
But accurate. So, Derek Nimmo, go on describing these revolting fingernails of yours with 2 seconds left, starting now.
One has to be very careful of matchboxes, but if you open them...
Derek Nimmo hasn't quite caught up, Clement Freud. So, once again, Clement Freud, you have won this round of Just a Minute.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. Programs devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.